Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And, Jim, we're always trying to, come up with ideas to make things more competitive in sports. And I know that one of the things they're looking at is maybe addressing the success factor, maybe opening things up wider, because I think we've seen a lot of success by parochial schools and some different items that have caused some concern among member schools. What is it that you're hearing?
I know the newspaper, the Herald Whig down in Quincy, they did a story concerning an ad hoc classification committee within the IHSA, and their girls basketball coach is a representative on that ad hoc committee. Now, they're quoting him in the story about potentially doing away with the success factor altogether for the non-boundary schools. Now, I don't know if that's going to become reality. However, they did look at potentially one of the ideas is reducing that, you know, those schools that are impacted by the success factor from going to 4 years and reducing that down to 2 years after you win a state tournament and you're bumped up classification-wise. And I know that's impacted the Quincy Notre Dame girls basketball program. So I think that kind of is a favorable compromise. I don't know about eliminating the thing altogether. And, you know, the other thing they're looking at, Brian, is the classification with the four-class sports like boys and girls basketball and volleyball and baseball, softball. And the way the split is now, it's basically 25% of the member schools, for example, that play basketball are 1A, 25% 2A, 25% 3A, 25% 4A. Now, one of the proposals they're looking at is kind of upping the number of 1A and 2A schools that participate. I think that one of the proposals was like 27% for 1A and 27% for 2A, and then the 3A and 4A classes reduced respectively. Now, that would bump up, though, the 2A, 3A enrollment. And then there's another proposal that calls for basically the split 30% 1A, 30% 2A, and then 20% 3A and 20% 4A. Now, I looked at, like, member schools and specifically our area. So if this proposal would take effect, I think under the 27% member schools 1A, 27% 2A, I think they project like the 2A, 3A cutoff at 735. So that would mean schools like Macomb in our area would be back down in 2A, which I believe they kind of belong in anyway. And then Rock Falls, I have them at 648. They would be back down in 2A. And then like a school like Richmond Burton, though, that's been competing in 3A for a long time in the four-class system, they would be down to 2A. So you see what the argument is here, though. Those 3A schools, the smaller 3A schools, right, they want to be the big schools in 2A. So if you make a change like that, who's going to be doing the complaining next then? So I guess long story short, can you ever solve classification? I don't think you can you?
I don't think you can either. And as you say, it's always going to be those teams that are on the border. And we have schools around here that are in 1A conferences that get moved up to 2A for postseason because they're the largest in the conference or whatnot. And you look and you say you're going to have that situation if you break into 20 classes or 10 or whatever. You're always going to have those border schools. And as you say, yeah, some of those schools that are small 3A schools, they'd love to get back across the border in 2A. They would feel at least, on paper that they would be more competitive in a postseason environment.
Well, and I think the other thing that was in this column that was, again, in the Quincy Herald Whig, you know, it's interesting when they looked at three classes, then, Brian, you know, it's basically a 33% split among the member schools. But one of the proposals they're looking at is 40% of the wrestling schools would be 1A, and then the next 30% would be 2A, and the next 30% would be 3A. So you would bump up, the number of 1A schools. So, you know, the borderline there with those 2A schools, small 2A schools are now the big 1A schools in wrestling. I think that would have an impact. And then the other thing that they talked about, and I don't know much about this, but they're doing this in Minnesota, how impacting classification. The wording is examining whether other factors such as socioeconomic percentages should play a role in the school's classification. And they cite Minnesota adjusting a school's classification based on the number of students who receive free or reduced lunch. Man, imagine if that's part of the equation. And we haven't even got into the discussion. We talked about it a little bit last week. You know, what about the public schools in Chicago, the Chicago Public League schools, who are filtering down and playing at the 2A and 1A level now? And I think one of the things that I continue to harp on, at least for football, long ago we talked about basically football enrollment, which equates to the schools you play during the regular season in their enrollment. And I think that the ad hoc committee here at the IHSA is missing out a little bit about that, because I think, you know, the level of competition you play during the regular season, if you're a parochial school and you're playing predominantly large enrollment schools, I think that should be factored into the classification. And I've used the Sterling Newman example before. I don't have a big issue with them playing in the small school classification. They play small schools all year. Now, Rock Island Allaman plays in the Western Big Six. I think their classification should be adjusted accordingly because of the size of schools they play. But the ad hoc committee is not looking at that type of thing, at least in this column.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, with some of the economic factors and different things, you can really overcomplicate this, and I don't want them to over-examine it. I mean, I think it's something that you want to look at, but do you get too precise? Because then it's like, okay, this is going way too far, getting way too in-depth. Let's just try to make things as competitive as possible and look at some of the surface issues.
Right, and I know the committee, this ad hoc committee, they're getting together again in April, and a decision potentially by the IHSA Board of Directors could be made in June, so we'll follow that. He's Brian Ruscha, WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.